Hey there, Kwajo here, and I understand that running your own Facebook ads can be quite complicated and intimidating, and yet at this point, you're not ready to hire out Facebook ad management. So, if this is you, I can teach you how to run your own Facebook ads, one-on-one, unlimited support over the next 28 days. We will have three Zoom calls, and in between those calls, you get all the support and all my strategies. I will audit your graphics, your ad copy, make sure that you're set up the way that's working best for my clients. We'll take care of all the analytics. I will coach you step by step how to troubleshoot ads, how to know when to scale, and how to read all the signs so that you're equipped to run successful lead magnet campaigns and profitable sales campaigns and registration campaigns for your launch or what have you. If you need this kind of support from me right now, then click the link in the show notes below. It's the Art of Online Business /call. I've been doing this all along, but now the offer is just focused on helping you run your successful ad campaign within the next 28 days, and the next five people get a pretty nice discount. All right, the link is in the show notes below. Back to the episode. Hey, you probably have this question of what ad objectives are the best to run inside of Facebook Ad Manager if you're doing ads by yourself. And I'm going to explain that to you in this episode the exact same way that I use these one, two, three ad objectives for clients. Now, there are more. I just use these three. If you listen to a bunch of other Facebook ad managers, you may have heard something different, but this is how I run ads and get results for my clients. And now you know the same kind of ads to run. Now, this episode is key because there's a bit of misconception that you can somehow trick Facebook into doing what you want with your ads. What I mean is, you want to pick one objective that could be cheaper to run and then use that objective thinking that Facebook will then give you cheaper traffic and that traffic will perform the way you want it to. I'll get into this, what this means, but that used to be the case that, oh, if I want leads, but I want them cheaper, I could have a stellar opt-in page and just send traffic with the traffic objective to the opt-in page and I would get leads cheaper. That's not the case anymore. And I'm going to explain to you why in this episode. By the way, if my voice is new to you, hey, I'm Kwajo and I am the host of the Art of Online Business podcast, where I will share tips and tricks and strategies with you to help you scale your online course, online membership business up from low six figures. We're keeping that in there. To high six figures. And if you're like, but Kwajo, what happened to Rick? Where did he go? Well, in the show notes below, you can find a link where Rick shares what he's doing right now. It's a pretty cool AI project. And if you want to know like who I am and what I'm doing here, there's another link to another episode where Rick is interviewing me and sharing why he chose me to be the new host of the Art of Online Business. So we're going to keep adding value to you as an online course creator or online membership owner. Let's go. So you can see on my screen right now my own Facebook Ad Manager account. And if you can't see it, you should go and click in the description, subscribe to the YouTube channel, and finish watching this episode there. Because not only do I have visuals available, but I also do reviews of people's funnels. And you can see what I'm talking about. So inside of Facebook Ad Manager, when you click on this green create button up there, you will be presented with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different kinds of campaign objectives. And I usually use the traffic one, the leads one, and the sales one. And so we're going to dive into why you want to use traffic for traffic, leads for leads, and sales for sales, and not try to mix them up. I got a story for you. A long time ago, way back when, it was when the algorithm, the Facebook algorithm, was a lot younger. It had a lot less data. It had learned less. It hadn't matured. You could When you wanted to get leads, you could send traffic to your website via the, see, I'm hovering it over here, via the traffic objective. And if you had a well-designed website, you would get traffic for cheaper and they would opt in for your leads and you could see a lower lead cost than you would if you used, say, the leads objective. But I'm here to tell you now that's not the case. You need to pick the objective that matches your objective. If you want sales, don't try to send traffic to a sales page and expect to get the number of sales you would get if you use the sales objective. And yes, generally, using the sales objective is more expensive than using a leads objective or a traffic objective. But that is because if you look at this list here, we generally have a lower ask of the ad viewer at the top and the highest ask at the bottom. As in, if you want somebody to click on an ad and buy something, that's a big ask. They gotta trust you, click on the ad, go to the website, and submit their credit card information, right? A smaller ask is just to see somebody see your ad, be interested, trust you, go to the website, and exchange their name and email for your freebie, i.e., the leads objective. And a very low ask is just to have somebody click to the website and look around. So these are about in order of the intensity or the degree of the ask. Higher ask at the bottom, lower ask at top. So now the algorithm, I think Facebook has been collecting somewhere around 52,000 data points on every Facebook user for a long time. Facebook was founded in 2004. Remember those days when it was only like people with university addresses that could get in? And then Facebook Ads, I believe, launched in 2007. And so have they been collecting that many data points on everyone since 2007? I don't know. But yes, that's a lot of data. And with all that data, and think of all the accounts that run ads, they have a lot of knowledge built up. That algorithm is pretty mature. So here's the intriguing part for you. Let me break it down like this. I am drawing a little circle, a slightly bigger circle, and a really, really big circle, right? Now, within the targetable audience, whatever audience you're targeting, most or the smallest subset of those people that you can target will be people who will actually buy something, right? That's why those ads cost a lot because you're competing. Facebook ads is like a marketplace, right? You're bidding for space inside of somebody's feed because the feed is limited. The amount of time that somebody spends on Facebook or Instagram is limited, and therefore the number of ads that Facebook can show to that person are limited. And so you are bidding. And sales, since it takes a lot more to get somebody to buy something, that's the most expensive kind of ad, right? Okay, cool. It shows to the smallest subset of people, the smallest circle of people within whatever our audience you're trying to target. Now, Facebook has figured out what kind of people are most likely to go and click on an ad and buy something, and it knows those folks' behavior because it's been collecting 52,000 data points on people for many years, at least a decade, right? And therefore, if you choose the sales objective, you will be most likely to find people who are going to buy something. So, since Facebook already has their mature algorithm, how are you going to choose the traffic objective, which is up here, knowing that Facebook with this objective optimizes for people who are only going to click on an ad and peruse your website, but maybe not make another option or do another action on that website? It just doesn't make sense. Don't do it, please. I see this mistake. Don't do it. Now you might be asking, okay, Kweja, why does traffic even exist? When would I ever want somebody to just go to my website? Well, I can think of a few good scenarios, but here's one. What if you have an interesting blog on your website and you want people to read it? That would be a good reason to send traffic. That blog might not have a lead magnet on it, so you don't necessarily want to use leads. Also, this traffic objective, it is very cheap to run. You can reach thousands of people a day for less than $5 a day. Another way that I use traffic objective for my clients is we will send traffic with this objective to their Instagram account, to their Instagram profile. Some of that traffic ends up following them on Instagram. So this is a good way to grow an Instagram account, but don't do this because you want to grow your Instagram account. No, the best reason is because we will take like high performing Instagram reels and then put those inside of a traffic campaign and send that traffic to the Instagram account. Yes, some people follow, right? But what we're really doing is building up audiences of people that have viewed a certain percentage of this video that we have inside of a traffic campaign. And we retarget, as in we show a new ad to that audience. Could be a lead magnet ad, could be a launch registration ad later on down the line, or pretty much right away. So there's a good use case scenario for the traffic campaign. Now, what about the leads objective? That is what we're going to use if we want people to opt in for our lead magnet. Facebook knows, and it is hunting for people who hunting. Well, it is. It's searching for people, and it knows who to find, who is most likely to click on an ad, go to a website, and exchange their name and email for something that's free of value. And you can find those people within whatever audience you're targeting using the leads objective. So remember how I drew a little circle around the sales objective? Well, leads, it's less of an ask, right? It's easier for somebody to give you their name and email rather than their name, their email, and a credit card information to buy something expensive. So if the sales objective reaches a small percentage of people, the leads objective will reach more people, hence the bigger circle within a targetable audience. And then the biggest or the way to reach the most people is with the traffic objective. Now, sure, you can see my screen and see the awareness is there. And you're like, what about that? Well, I don't frequently run that for clients. So let's not make this more complicated than it needs to be. Traffic can reach the most people, but the algorithm looks for people who are just likely to click. So I use this to grow retargetable audiences that I can show an ad to later. I like to use video inside of a traffic campaign, and I point my traffic campaigns generally at a client's Instagram account. So we get like a double benefit, a double whammy, if you will, two birds with one proverbial stone, growing the Instagram account. But really, the biggest payoff here is growing a retargetable audience, an audience that is already not cold, but warmer because they've seen the client or you, if you're running your ads by yourself, more than one time already. And they're more likely to download your free lead magnet the next time they see an ad from you. So, leads objective to get people to opt in to your free lead magnet. Again, that objective is more expensive than the traffic objective to find, but you can't trick the algorithm anymore. You can't trick Facebook or Meta, whatever you want to refer to them. So use the lead objective when you have a lead magnet, and use the sales objective when you have something to sell. Now, you might have a question. What about when there is a welcome offer, aka tripwire, on the thank you page of a lead magnet? Do you still use the leads objective or do you use the sales objective? And fortunately, you need to test it, but here's why. Because you should use whichever objective aligns with the first conversion in your funnel, or in plain terms, if you have a lead magnet and the first thing somebody does when they get to your lead magnet opt-in page is opt in for a lead, use the leads objective. Start off with that objective, even if you have something to buy on the thank you page, because that would be the second exchange in your funnel, right? First, download the free lead magnet, then buy if they buy, right? Now, what I have seen though in practice is that sometimes it actually works out better to use the sales objective to send people to a lead magnet opt-in page when that lead magnet has something for sale on the thank you page. But you have to test it. And first, I'm telling you, start with the lead objective. And then, if you have some extra budget, test the other thing. And those are the three objectives that I use. You should try those out too. Don't try to trick the algorithm. And if you want to subscribe to the YouTube channel and see this sort of podcast episode visually, or maybe you just like looking at my smiling face, that link is in the description below, along with a link to my website where you can book an hour strategy call with me. We will go on Zoom and dive into your DIY ads setup, and I will make it work better because that's what I do day in and day out, is look at ads for my clients and get them the highest quality possible lead for the lowest possible cost per lead. Until the next time that we see each other or you hear from me, be blessed, and we'll chat soon. Bye. Do you want to avoid the seven biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the seven mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.